الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين والشافع المشفع يوم الدين. أما بعد، حياكم الله أيها الإخوة والأخوات إلى هذا اللقاء المتجدد من لقاءاتي ما أسميناه بسبل وسائل الاستفادة من رمضان. Dear brothers and sisters, you are welcome to this session which we called it the ways of benefiting from Ramadan. في اللقاء الماضي أو عفوا ما أسميناه بإثي الصيام، آيات شرح آيات حديث الصيام, the explanation of the آيات and the hadith of fasting. وكنا في لقاء الأمس قد تكلمنا على ما جاء بقوله عز وجل من سورة البقرة: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام, إلى قوله عز وجل وأن تصوموا خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. We yesterday explained the ayah number 183 of Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah Ta'ala says, all you who believe, it was made obligatory upon you to fast, as it was made obligatory upon the people before you to fast. Up until where Allah Ta'ala said, in kuntum ta'lamun, if you know. ثم قال عز وجل, and then Allah Ta'ala said, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. هي الله تعالى is the month of Ramadan, meaning يعني بعد أن بين الله عز وجل وجوب بين الظرف الذي تصومه بخلاف ما كان, يعني الله عز وجل بين أولا أن فرض الصوم على هذه الأمة كما هو it was made obligatory upon the ثم بين سبحانه وتعالى في هذه الآية 85 بعد المئة, and then الله تعالى exalted clarified in آية 185 أن الصوم إنما يكون في ظرف زمني محدد. الله تعالى mentioned that fasting is made obligatory in a particular time, عن زمن الصوم في الأمم الماضية, and it is different from the time of fasting of the previous nations. وبين أنه إنما هو رمضان, شهر رمضان, وهو شهر كامل, لأنه قال شهر رمضان. and here Allah Ta'ala clarified that this ummah has to قال الذي الذي أنزل في القرآن the month in which the Quran was descended بيّن هنا سبحانه وتعالى كلام عبد الله انت قاعد نعم ثم قال سبحانه شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن أي أنه الظرف الذي أنزل فيه القرآن الذي هو كلام الله كلام الله ليس بمخلوق صفة لله عز وجل تكلم به على الحقيقة سمعه منه جبريل عليه السلام ونزل به على قلب محمد Allah Ta'ala said the month of Ramadan in which the Quran was descended. So it is the month in which the Quran was descended. And the Quran is the speech of Allah in real. And Allah spoke of it. And Jibreel alayhi salam, he is from Allah Ta'ala and he descended it to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Naam. فالله عز وجل أنزل القرآن دفعة واحدة إلى السماء الدنيا ثم أنزله بعد ذلك منجما حسب الأحداث إلى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah تعالى has descended the Quran in one punch in Ramadan to the first layer of heavens and then he Allah Ta'ala commanded Jibreel to descend it to يعني, to the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم based on the incidents. ثم بين سبحانه وتعالى أن هذا القرآن فيه أن هذا القرآن هدى للناس. بين المقصد من إنزال القرآن. الله تعالى clarified the reason why the Quran was descended. It was descended just for as a guidance to the people. As a guidance to the people. وبينات يعني آيات واضحات من الهدى لأهل الحق والفرقان يفرق به بين الحق والباطل. So these are proofs and evidences of the guidance for the people of truth and also it's a distribution between the truth, true and false. Truth and false. ثم قال سبحانه وتعالى فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه هذا الأمر هنا يقتضي الوجوب لا غير يقتضي الوجوب لا غير here Allah تعالى commanded he said and whoever of you witness the moon when it is declared meaning the beginning of it when the new moon was born then let him to fast this is a command And the command here cannot be for likeness and dislikeness, but it is for obligation. It is obligatory upon everyone to fast. فَهُوَ وَاجِبٌ عَلَى كُلِّ مَنْ تَوَفَّرَتْ لَدَيْهِ الشُّرُوطُ وَانْتَفَتْ عَنْهُ الْمَوَانِعُ So it is obligatory upon everyone So the conditions of fasting, the obligation, conditions of obligation of fasting is available with him and to those who they preventives are not found with him. Meaning, the causes for one, or the causes for the fasting not to be obligatory upon this person, or for the causes for fasting to be forbidden for this person. فهناك من الموانع موانع الإيجاب ومنه ومنها موانع قبول. So some of these preventives are preventives for إيجاب, meaning to be obligatory. So when these are found, this means that this is not obligatory upon the person. And some for and some preventives are for the permissibility of fasting. So it is not permissible for a person these causes are found with him. ونبين ذلك, and we are going to clarify that. فمثلا المريض والمسافر هنا يعني انتفت لم تنتفي عنه موانع الإيجاب, لم تنتفي عنه عفوا انتفت عنه موانع لم تنتفي عنه موانع الإيجاب لم تنتفي عنه موانع الإيجاب. The sick person and the person who is in a travel journey, they preventives of obligation of fasting are not removed from this person, meaning it is available to this person. So this person has a valid reason not to fast. If he has a valid reason to give the choice to fast or not to fast, who is sick or the person in journey. So it is not obligatory on him. أما النوع الثاني فهو انتفاء موانع القبول. انتفاء موانع القبول. While the other one is the one who has the preventives of acceptance of fasting. وهذا في حق المرأة الحائض والنفساء. This is for the woman who is in the menses or after giving birth. نعم. غير هذه الأصناف يجب عليه الصوم اللهم إلا الحامل والمرضع على قول بعض أهل العلم وعلى قول بعض الصحابة, وقد تقدم الكلام فيه يوم أمس. Except for the other two which are the woman in pregnancy and the woman who is breastfeeding. نعم. وهذين الصنفين يلحقان بي وهذين الصنفين يلحقان بي النوع الأول وهو عدم الإيجاب. نعم. So this is the نعم these two, the pregnant woman and the woman who's breastfeeding, are linked or are given the same ruling of the first type, which we said where the obligation is prevented, is not yani available, is not accessible for these person, which are the sick and the person who is in journey or travel. قال سبحانه ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخرى. So whoever is sick or on a journey of travel, then he make up those days whenever this reason is removed. يريد الله بكم اليسر. Allah Ta'ala wishes you ease. ولا يريد بكم العسر. But Allah does not wish you or will you the difficulties. وهذا يا إخوان وأخوات, this is all brothers and sisters, يدفع الشبهة القائمة عند كثيرين من أن الإسلام يلزم أو يعني يجعل حياة معتنقيه صعبة. This will clarify the doubt that some people say that Islam makes the life of the followers of it miserable and difficult, and that is wrong. وهذا لا شك أنه خطأ, لأن الله عز وجل أذن لهذه الأصناف الستة بعدم الصوم. وكذلك الشيخ الكبير والمرأة الكبيرة, because Allah تعالى permitted these six qualities not to fast, as well as the old man and old woman. ليس ذلك فحسب. Not only that, لكن أيضا الإسلام أذن لمن وجد مشقة, قياسا على الشيخ الكبير والمرأة الكبيرة. من وجد مشقة في الصوم يفطر, وإن كان ممن يمكنه الصوم بعد رمضان قضى, وإلا أطعم. Islam came to permit those who find difficulties in fasting to break the fast, and if they are from those who are going to be able to fast sometime between this Ramadan and coming Ramadan, then they have to fast. Otherwise, they just feed a needy for each day. نعم. قال ولتكمل العدة. تكمل العدة أي عدة رمضان, يعني 39 حسب ما يصوم الناس, حسب ما يكون الهلال. And to complete the numbers of days of fasting, as the people who fasted during the month of Ramadan. ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم, and so that you glorify God your Lord Allah as He guided you to this obedience and iman, faith. Now, ولعلكم تشكرون, and so that you may be grateful and dutiful to your Lord. ثم أورد آية وسط آيات الصيام, آية عظيمة تلفت إلى أمر هام, and he Allah Ta'ala then inserted one ayah in between the ayat of fasting, and this indicates something very important. Allah Ta'ala يقول وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says in this ayah, and if my slaves ask you about me, verily I am very close to them, responding to the call and supplication of any of them whenever they call or supplicate. So let them then to believe in me, to obey me and believe in me, so that they may be given guidance. فهذه الآية جعل الله عز وجل بين آيات الصيام للفت أنظار المسلمين أن الصيام سبب من أسباب قبول الدعاء أولا, ثانيا أنه كما أن الصيام ليس فيه شرك ولا رياء، وأن الإنسان لابد يعني لابد أن يكون فيه مخلصا لله، فكذلك الدعاء، كذلك الدعاء لا يدعى غير الله، كما أن صومك لم يكن إلا لله فكذلك دعاؤك لا يكون إلا لله، وعرض حاجتك لا تكون إلا إلى الله. So the first reason why Allah Ta'ala inserted this ayah between the ayat of fasting is, first, as fasting has no any form of shirk or riya, showing off, then dua must not have any form or any way of association. No association in dua. So you made your fasting purely for Allah, then you make your fast, your dua purely for Allah. So you don't ask anyone else, you don't offer your needs to anyone else but to your Lord Allah alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثم بعد ذلك أجابهم إلى أمر لم يسألوه مبينا أنكم وإن لم تسألوني فإني أعلم حاجاتكم وألبيها لكم. And then after that Allah Ta'ala showed them that He gave them something they need but they did not ask for. They did not obligate. So Allah Ta'ala is giving them that and mentioning it here so to make them understand that although you did not ask about it, but He, Allah Ta'ala, knows what's in your heart, and so He allowed you and gave you that before even you asked for it. قَالَ سُبْحَانَهُ أُحِلَّ لَكُمْ لَيْلَةَ الصِّيَامِ الرَّفَثُ إِلَى نِسَائِكُمْ. Here Allah Ta'ala said, it is made permissible for you on the night of fasting to enjoy your women. وهذا ما سنكمله في لقائنا القادم الذي أسأل الله أن يكون يوم غد. وأترك المجال الآن للأسئلة إن كانت ثم أسئلة. And this is what we are going to explain in the coming session, which I wish that it be tomorrow. And now I leave the يعني I give you the chance for asking questions. If you have any question, you raise your hand now. والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد عليه الصلاة. نعم أخ أبو عبد الرحمن تفضل. يا أبو عبد الرحمن send your question. If anybody else has a question, please raise your hand. Abu Abd al-Rahman, go ahead please. Post your question. Abu Abd al-Rahman, no mic please, just type your question. Now, I said that the hijab is not sunnah, as she said, but it is wajib. And the sharia came to protect the society and community from the fitna. So I said that the hijab is wajib. It's not sunnah, as some people say. And it is not a matter of opinions or different opinions. Yes, the ulama can have different opinions, but we have to return back to the proofs and evidences and go back to the Quran and Sunnah, and to them we make our judgment. Naam. And the Quran and Sunnah both guided Muslims not to cause fitna,
to the others. And what greater fitna than the praise to the man? There is nothing can make greater fitna than the face to the man when seeing the woman. And if somebody says, but Allah Ta'ala commanded the man to lower their gaze, we say that's also to the woman. So it does not, it's not applicable in here. And if they say that Allah Ta'ala said lower your gaze, then we say when the man lowers his gaze, he's going to see her feet and maybe her lower part of her body, right? So why she is told to cover her feet but not to cover her face, while the fitna is in the face, is on the face. Plus that, although we don't support this type of evidence, meaning what we call that, the debate by the understanding, but we say look to the ayat and hadith. All calls to the cover face. Naam. And the ulama, most of the ulama from amongst the al-sunnah, they say that it has to be, the cover must be, the face must be covered. As well as Aisha radiallahu anha and Umm Salama mentioned that about the women of Al-Ansar, when the ayah of hijab was descended, they came out covering themselves, not known, look to that, not known. So how people know people, by face or by what? By face. And they were like the black crow, very dark, very black, covering themselves with black, what we call that, abaya. So, in this case, I say, no, sister, you don't obey your parents by the disobedience of Allah. That is haram. Then you turn your parents to God and you are worshipping them. But if it comes to the harm like this, if you know that they are serious, that they're gonna get rid of you, and then you'll be in trouble, either in the street or in houses of kuffar, then we say no, remove the face cover and hate this thing, hate the removal of it, and hope that whenever Allah Ta'ala make you able to cover, you cover. And by that intention, then inshallah you have no sin. Wallahu a'lam. Na'am, Muawiyah. Go ahead. طيب أبو عبد الرحمن سيزين. I will take Muawiyah first and then come back to your second question, Abu عبد الرحمن. It says here, I hear only one explanation, reason for why the ayah is placed between the two ayat about fasting. Is this right? Now we said two. We said first of all, as the fasting can only be sincerely for Allah, because no one can show off in fasting. Because fasting means to abandon doing things, abandon eating, abandon drinking, and showing off can only be in doing something or implementing something. So there is no show off. As well as dua, we must not make shirk in dua. We must not turn to make dua to other than Allah. And the second, we said that it was put between the ayat of Islam to show that
Dua during fasting is acceptable as in the hadith. نعم والله أعلم. نعم. أبو عبد الرحمن says you have another question. طيب. آمين. Is it allowed for the husband to be the imam in the night prayer for his wife and night? Yes, it is. It is permissible because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Ibn Abbas said, he led in one house, he led the prayer, he was himself, Ibn Abbas, and an orphan, and the woman behind them all. So he was the imam. The two young boys were behind him, and then the woman behind them. So it means that it is permissible. And Aisha said that in Ramadan she used to have a man, yani a young man, to come and lead the jama'ah of women in the night prayers of Ramadan, and he used to carry the mus'haf in his hand. So no problem with that, inshallah. And by that, we end up our session, so it is allowed every night. Yes, it is allowed even every night. By that, we end our session today. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa jazakum allahu khair and see you inshallah tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.